Seeger, time out, clear.
KO4HKX.
I just wanted to tell you thanks for picking that Friday night net up for me. Still dealing with the cough a little bit, but other than that, we're good.
One of my coworkers just come back from being sick up in Canada, and whatever he had, he was down for the count last week.
I'm down here too, KO4HKX.
I'm still certain I had it whenever I got back from Anaheim, California. I'm about 99% certain I ended up getting it somehow, probably somebody off the plane or while I was in Atlanta Airport during my layover. For 385 and 85, where I was actually getting on 85. I'm on 85 now, but what I asked is, if I were to be on an EchoLink node, let's say up in Rochester, New York, and I wanted to link it down to our repeater down here just for the net or something, what's the rules on that? What's permitted, what's not permitted, Dave? I think I might know who to get a hold of the next time I go to Rochester, New York, but I'm also working on a bit of a hot spot, trying to see what I can do and get EchoLink put on it directly. But yeah, that answers my question. I was the closeout tone at the end. That's what I was sitting here thinking about with the infinite loop and pretty much having, you know, and Python could be like function main, and then it'd be calling main again, you know.
Thank you.
had Imposer with my ST991A. I had I had my handheld and my main HF rig, which I was actually using for EchoLink, funnily enough, the other day, or a long while back. I had them both in fusion mode. I was just mostly listening in before I actually transmitted anything. I got you there. Just keep the repeater etiquette and everything. Raspberry Pi I'm working on right now, just put Echo Link with the other digital modes on it as well, and seeing about getting it linked up correctly and everything else, that way it doesn't get to the bleeping battle. Good evening, been pleasure talking to you. KO4NH. Patrick, still there?
HEX, I'm still here, Fred.
Not you in a while.
This sinus junk going around. Not too bad. How about you?
I'm just I'm glad to be home for the extended period of time I have right now, but sounds like I might be going back up to New York next week.
Okay, well, yeah, I know you said it was slow there for a little while.
It is. And this project they got me on that's currently in New York, I don't know why they would fly me up there because I'm still months and months ahead of everybody else on that project. But I got another project I'm on down here, which is for, I can't say the customer name, but it's for a test stand that we're building here, and it's actually going pretty well so far.
Well, hopefully they'll get it figured out. Won't fly you back up there without having to.
I haven't exactly been nice about them flying me back up there. I've been kind of standing my ground with them lately and saying, what's the point of me flying up there if there ain't nothing for me to do? You guys are trying to micromanage me at that point, but I also bring up the fact that I have another project going on down here where I'm actually doing real work. But, yeah, well, you know how that goes.
There's using it as an excuse, the reason they're not getting their job done.
Yeah, that's probably what's going on up there. More than likely, they're probably going to get me on whatever they got going on now.
This cough still gets me every now and then.
That's exactly what I had on my way back from California about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
The side of it now, so this weekend was pretty rough. But I'm back at work now, so I think we'll be okay.
And with it, let's see here, I flew back on a Saturday, so I had it Saturday, Sunday. I had it for about 4 or 5 days before it finally started clearing up with me. But like I said, I don't know if I got it while I was in Atlanta Airport, while I was on the plane to Atlanta Airport from Cali.
In that situation, but in those small spaces crammed in there like sardines. And I see so many people in a tight space throughout the week. There's just no telling where I picked it up at.
We're feeling better. I heard you got some antibiotics, so it sounds like they're actually working the trick now.
I feel much better already, so like I said, I'm not worried about being contagious or anything like that. It's just a remnant of the cough left, getting it all up out of your chest.
That's the miserable part right there.
Well, Fred, I am coming into a dead spot up here, so I'm going to jump out of here before I hit it, where I can say goodbye. But you be careful. Good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Good talking to you again, my friends. Nice catching up. This has been KO4NH. I'll be clear and saying 73.